washes the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, she...
Dries the dishes.
Well, before she dries them to get the soap off, she...
Rinses.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you wash the dishes with?
That could be either dish cloth or dish rag.
What do you call it?
I call it dish cloth.
Mm.
But colloquially, it's called dish rag.
Mm-hmm. How about the thing that you dry them with?
And that's always drying cloth. Except that it can be called in certain areas drying rag.
I say dish towel. Mm-hmm. I've never said anything but dish towel.
A dish towel.
Some people say cup towel.
Some people say dish towels.
The English say tea towel.
Mm-hmm. We always said dish cloth. That's interesting. We also said dryer rag.
I think we're getting all confused here. We've mentioned every possible combination. How about the little square of cloth that you wash your face with?
Now that's a washcloth or a face cloth.
But not rag?
It sometimes has been called wash rag. Colloquially, it can be called wash rag. I think it has to do with where you are. And I also think it has to do with education.
Mm. Well, what would you have called it as a child in your family at home?
I believe that during the earlier years, we called it a wash rag.
Mm-hmm.
Later years, after schooling, we called it a wash cloth.
Mm-hmm. I've always said wash rag, and I still say wash rag.
You still say wash rag.
Although, if I were in the store buying them, I might say wash cloth.
Wash cloth.
But after it gets in this house, it's a wash rag.
We said wash rag for many, many years.
Uh-huh. And then what do you dry yourself off with?
That's a towel. It was always a towel.
I think so.
It's my favorite.
I think it is always a towel.
Uh-huh.
And at the sink, what is the thing you turn on?
That can either be a hydrant or a faucet.
What's any difference?
There's no difference.
Okay. How about outside?
It's the same, either hydrant or faucet.
And suppose it were on some sort of portable container. Like maybe beer would be
like
in, or water would be in.
It's, I'm not sure, but I believe that's a hydrant. No? Or is it a faucet? I suspect it's more a faucet on a mm-hmm. portable container than a hydrant.
Do you know the word spigot or spigot?
Yes.
Which?
Spigot or spigot, either one. I don't use them, but...
What would that refer to?
That's either inside or out. That's a hydrant or
okay.
a faucet. But
what?
Some people do refer to it as water spigot.
Mm-hmm. Do you usually say hydrant or faucet?
I usually say hydrant.
Okay.
But sometimes I say faucet.
Okay, let's see. If it was very cold last night, you said our water pipes did what?
Our water pipes froze.
And then they...
burst.
And if you stuck with
And sometimes I might say our water pipe burst it.
Does that strike you as being...
No, that's from my past. I find that many times that some of the old terms I still use, even though I know that they are not proper.
Bursted strikes you as ungrammatical?
Bursted strikes me as ungrammatical.
Okay, what about in the present? You say if you stick a pin in a balloon, it will...
It will burst.
Okay. Do you ever say bust or busted?
No.
Okay.
Although I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And many times people do say bust, so it still means the same.
Mm-hmm. And a big thing that a lot of flour used to come in, big wooden thing is a...
That's a barrel.
Okay. How about a smaller one that maybe nails would come in?
That would be a keg.
And then the metal things that run around the barrel to hold the staves in place would be the...
Those are bands.
Or the barrel... Or the thing in the bottom of a skirt, these big full...
The hoops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess a barrel does have hoops, doesn't it?
Generally, same idea. Do you know what you would call a container that had a lot of molasses in it, a large quantity?
Of molasses? A container? I don't know what that would be.
How about lard?
Lard.